You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
All right, the church is changing its kind of course in its readings. The beginning of the Easter season, it was all about Jesus appearing after the resurrection, showing that his disciples that he is still alive, reviving them in their faith, strengthening them in their resolve, and now they're going out and spreading the good news and all the converts that are happening. Now, the church is changing its readings now, even though we're still in the Easter season, away from those initial appearances of Jesus, more to something general, and which is really heading now toward the event of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And now what's happening is the church wants us to kind of look outward now. At the death of Christ, when Christ was crucified, all the apostles and disciples and everybody believed in him kind of went inward and were sad and all of that, and just kind of self-centered and crawling into themselves about what was going on, as grief does. But now, since Jesus is now risen and he has told his apostles and disciples, "Now I want y'all to go forth and spread my word," our readings do the same. And today, without a doubt, St. Peter challenges all of us in the second reading that we have to be people who really are examples of Christ. Sanctify Christ in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks for reason for your hope. So that means that people have to see us as hope-filled. And therein lies a challenge for all of us. We have to go out there and show the world through our example on how we live day by day that good things can always happen and there's always hope. And that's the good news. Now, how do we do that? Well, I've said this many times and I'll keep saying it because it's very important. It, first of all, it starts with our very expression. So what's the best way that people see our expression? It is our face. So once again, I've told you this before, and it's again, we got to do it today. We've got to take an inventory of your face. We all have to look at our face. Okay. In other words, how do people see us? How do we come across? And that's very important. Now, as Christians, what can happen is that it's a Christian tendency to try to take care of everything for us to kind of draw in a self, once again, a self-centered way. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but just in a self-centered way where, you know what, okay, I'm looking at myself, ooh, you know, I've got some things that I got to take care of. We're not perfect. We all have our faults. And so what happens as Christians, we try to take care of them. Okay, I am going to conquer this. I'm going to be more patient. I'm going to be more kind. I am going to be more forgiving. And we give it a good try, and we really do. And it's honest, a good, honest effort. But because we're trying to do it, and it's all self-motivated, it usually doesn't work out too well. We start out well, but we just don't have the energy, nor the strength, nor the power to do it. We're just not that strong. Our faults are going to get us, and we're never going to get rid of them. All right, then. So let's kind of look at something different here. I think what St. Peter is asking us to do. So instead of just saying, oh, me, I got this, I got that, I'm trying this, I'm trying that, you know, we try everything. I think St. Peter today in the church is telling us, well, wait a minute, now, let's go forward. Let's go outward. Let's go out and show people hope. Let's go out and show people kindness. Let's go out and show people forgiveness. In other words, when we go forward and outward, yeah, we're dragging our faults with us. All that comes with us, all that mess that we got going on inside, all the demons in our head, kind of come with us. But nonetheless, as St. Peter says, it is the good works that we do, it is the hopeful works that we do that make all the difference. And so, therefore, in that process of going outward to help, to spread the good news, to show Christ in our life, all our faults, they'll come with us, but you know what? Then we'll be able to handle those a little bit better. It's all about the service of the other that makes things so important. So once again, it just comes back then to our attitude, and it comes back to our face. Now, we've got to be careful here too, because we don't want to go overboard, and I don't want to turn you into something that we're not. Before I was Catholic, to tell you the truth, I'm a convert to Catholicism. I converted when I was a senior in high school. So before that, I tried out all other churches, Protestant churches, and they had a good thing going too. Our Protestant brothers and sisters, when they kind of get on live with Jesus, if you will, they show it, but it comes across in kind of a creepy smile kind of thing that we all can get too. Sometimes, oh, I'm alive with Jesus, but the smile is just kind of creepy. However, Roman Catholics, okay, join the Roman Catholic Church. We as Catholics tend to have a woe is me, things are going to get bad frown about us. If you watch Roman Catholics a lot, oh man, am I not following the rules? Or, you know, this person's not. Things are just going to get bad sometimes. And we kind of have that kind of frown on our face. Well, I don't mean those two extremes, but nonetheless, there are things there for us to look at. How does the world see us? And the world is to see us as hope-filled persons. That means that times we do cry and we are sad, and at times we're very happy. But through all of that, they have to see Christ in that hope that is in our actions, in our words, in our thoughts, and how we just come across. As St. Peter says, it's better to suffer for doing good than to suffer for doing evil. We're to be about the good. And here's the good news. We are now looking toward Pentecost. To be this kind of person 24 hours a day is impossible. On our own, we cannot do it. So therefore, we need strength. That's why we're looking for the Holy Spirit. And that's why Jesus today says, I will not abandon you. I am going to send you another. I'm going to send you the Advocate. We look forward to the Holy Spirit. We have to call upon the Holy Spirit in our hearts so that the Holy Spirit can help us. And here's the subtle difference. So when we go out into the world with all of our faults and failings, we ask the Holy Spirit for help. This is why it's important for us to pray throughout the day. I'm not talking about sitting down and meditating very deeply for 30 minutes at a time. Just that while we're driving or while we're shopping, whatever we're doing, every once in a while, we'll just have to say a short prayer. And what happens is that prayer reorients us. Instead of saying, okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, or these people aren't doing this, and these people aren't doing that, it gets us out of that mode into, Holy Spirit, help me. Get me through this. Help me through this. And what happens then is, we take our sight off of ourselves and put it upon whatever we have to do, and that changes everything, especially the perspective. It's off of us, it's on Christ. So, today, this week, as the church now goes out forward, looking forward into the world to spread the good news, we have to do the same. We are called to be these disciples, so that when people come up and say, hey, what is it with you? How can you get through all of this? Or what makes you get through this? Then we can boldly proclaim, without a doubt, it is Christ living within us that makes all the difference in the world.